sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins. How are you doing this morning?
I'm here.
Every now and then there's a morning that you just have to give yourself kudos for making it
here. I was trapped in my driveway today and it took me a good 5 or 6 minutes to get out of there.
Well, if you're trapped behind the big old Hummer, the Humvee,
I couldn't push it out of the
beast.
Way. I know.
I love it.
Oh, what are we talking about today?
So we're talking about what's going to be happening in 2022. We're 2021. We're at the end of it. We are finishing up this year, and boy, it's been a great year.
Well,
it just depends on your perspective, but it's been just a unique real estate year, hasn't it been?
Well, it definitely has been a record breaker for increase in prices for real estate, and what's causing all of that increase in prices would be the lack of inventory. It's the basic supply and demand, you know?
I was looking at a Fortune magazine. They were talking about the largest 1 year increase ever nationally, that prices rose by 19%. It was 19.6%, which was the largest 1 year, price increase.
Right. Well, and the nice part about that is Oklahoma caught up a little bit with what the rest of the country was doing. I still say, for the money spent, if you come to Oklahoma, you can live like a king, right?
That's if you have not checked out home prices in other parts of the nation and compared to what your money can buy you here in Oklahoma and the comfort level and the feature level, it's not a surprise that people are moving to Oklahoma to enjoy that. And our home prices, you know, a lot of people are stunned in Oklahoma that they say, wow, this home in this location has gone up by X amount. Well, it had a long way to go up comparatively to other parts of the nation.
Well, we did. And the thing is, with our show topic today is, what are the things that are going to affect real estate in 2022? And the first thing is that we are starting out with a low inventory, meaning there's just not that many houses on the market for sale. Now, it's been a more typical year when you go to cycles of real estate. Typically, you have most of your business in the spring and the summer, and then it sort of dies off a little bit. You still have people moving in the winter, fall and winter, but and this year, it's been very typical. We do not have as many people buying or selling in the fall and the winter. So the inventory is kind of typical for the sales part, but the listings, there's just not as many listings to choose from.
Did we have more listings last Christmas than last Christmas atypical, or was it the same?
Atypical.
It was atypical.
Last Christmas we had all kinds of folks
who were listing. Yeah.
Well, no, they were not listing. The property prices were going way up, but we had less inventory last year at this time than we have this year.
Okay.
So, I think folks kind of caught on to the fact that they want to move because the prices are so high, but they didn't get in gear. Like, we had people in the early summer that have been preparing their house for sale and finally are now putting it on the market. Well, you can't take that long.
Yeah.
You've missed the bubble, right?
Right, right.
So things that will affect next year, we start out with a low inventory. the major number one thing other than inventory, this is according to Becky, okay? This is not quoting any kind of a – I read several things about what's going to affect the market. And the number one thing they listed at one of the big periodicals for real estate was global warming. And I'm going, are you kidding me? No, global warming is not going to affect the real estate market in 2022. Now, the supply chain.
That's a big deal.
Definitely is it's decreasing the number of new homes built a lot.
How does new home construction affect, like, the market as far as resale of homes? How do those, like, affect one another?
If you don't have as much new construction being built, the folks that need to move down, move up, or move laterally just to increase space or a different geographic area, you know, because there's different reasons people move, right?
Right.
I mean, to change location. And they don't really want to change up or down, but just changing location. So how is the supply chain affecting that, and how do new homes affect that? We're going to talk a lot about that today. So the first thing is the supply chain. Okay. To get windows right now, it is 4 to 6 months.
So we're still that far out.
Yes. And we had a client of our own that backed out of a contract because they did not think that – they did not believe the builder when the builder says, we can't get windows, we can't roof the house, we can't get shingles.
Yeah.
So they were locked into a price on that house, and that house – sold for over $30,000 more than they were in contract for it.
Wow.
Because the builder was going, woohoo, someone's backing out of a house. I can get more money for it now.
Right.
So if there's not as many new homes being built, then the folks buy existing homes. Well, and then there's not that number of – that's further depreciate, you know, depletes the supply.
Right.
Dean Riddell's on the line waiting to talk to us.
NMLS number 196-895.
It's time to talk to our money men, Dean Riddell, Matt McLean, SWBC Mortgage. Dean, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fantastic.
This is a great show, great subject. I love what you all are providing with regard to inventory and what's going on. So this is enjoyable.
We would like to provide more inventory. If anyone wants to put their house on the market, we could sure get you a good price.
It's still a great time.
I mean, Mark, you touched on something that, you know, I've had, this is not normal, but I've had 6 or 8 buyers that we've closed in the last 45 days that are from out of state, that I never met until the day of closing. And so you are seeing this influx of people coming to Oklahoma City.
You know, the funny part about that, Dean, is that people come to Oklahoma from some of the more liberal states because they don't like what's going on in their state. We had one person that was ready to buy a house and then all of a sudden decided that Oklahoma was too blue for them.
Really?
And too purple.
I remember that one.
And decided to go to Texas, which is turning pretty purple because of their big metropolitan areas are turning more liberal.
Yeah.
And I was going, well, good luck with that. Unless you live in rural Texas.
Yeah. That's funny.
Well, I had one this week. He's coming from Colorado. Same thing. I've never met the gentleman, but his comment was, is Colorado's becoming too liberal. I'm coming back to where I went to school, so which is Stillwater.
We hear
so
that.
It's interesting.
Yeah, then you have a lot of people who have discovered or their work has changed where they can work from anywhere. And so the idea, like having one that will be closing in 2 weeks where he's a developer from Silicon Valley, and all he needs is a computer and some room in the house in order to write code. And so they moved here right outside the city with a house with a pool. And they're like, there's nothing. We couldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole in California. So we're seeing it's great. So if you're out there and you love to kind of keep track of what's happening with the rates, I tell you, Dean sends out every Friday the Market in a Minute. It's a great little email that tells you here's what's happened to the market. And if you want to get a hold of Dean Riddell at SWBC Mortgage, you give him a call at 405-858-7770. Or you can go to Dean Riddell Home Loans or go to BeckyIvins.com. Click on Becky's favorites. Dean's right there. And they can sign up for that newsletter, right? Or that email that you send out on Fridays.
Yeah, it's, sure.
That's a fantastic thing.
Merry Christmas, Dean.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to be back. We're going to talk a little bit about inflation.
Ooh. When we come back with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're talking about things that are going to affect real estate in 2022. And if you want to call in, ask a question, join the conversation, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000. So, oh. Becky, we've talked inventory. We've talked about
interest rates. Well, I'm going to be quoting a little bit from Inman News. And that is a real estate periodical that's by subscription, so it's not widely available to people. But their number one thing that's going to affect the market is what they're saying is global warming. And I'm going, okay. Now, their take on it is that because global warming is really increasing, wildfires, hurricanes, tropical storms, and flooding, that it's a growing concern. Now, I think folks out there have forgotten that what the word conservative means. We conserve. We're probably more concerned with conserving our earth than some people that are not called conservative. But I will tell you that it is a concern with the wildfires, with the hurricanes, that kind of thing, because it does affect our market. They're not the municipalities are not reissuing building permits to rebuild in certain areas. So the price of houses in those areas, either they're going to go up in value because there's fewer of them if they're still standing, or they're going to go down in value because everyone knows you cannot be issued a building permit. As my attorney tells me, your best protection is good insurance. So
that's true.
So as that goes, I'm on the fence about agreeing with them on that, but that will have an effect. The wildfires, hurricanes, that kind of thing. The next thing that they say is the division between the haves and have-nots. Okay. Well, the wealthy and the low income. I think there is a division between the pay your bill on time person and the don't pay your bill on time person. A division between putting too much on a credit card or in having too much debt compared to your income, and those that do not, that live their within their wage, right? Like act your wage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the division there isn't in the haves and have-nots. Interest rates have made it to where you don't have to have all that much money.
So that's my question, is what are they saying that? How does this affect the market part? Because what I see is that the interest rates have allowed those who would not normally qualify for more.
Well,
their purchase power is higher.
The take on this article was that they have the rental properties can sell for so much money that landlords are selling them now, and the rent prices are going up. So the have-nots, the ones on government subsidies and stuff, are suffering.
Yeah.
And I can see
now
that.
Now, we have seen a lot of landlords who have sold the property, take the profit.
Count me in on that. I've done the same thing. I will never be able to get as much money for my rental property as I can get right now. So why not sell it?
Right.
You know? So that's it. And the number three is increase in violent crime. Now, I will tell you, I can kind of agree with that to some extent, because people just want to hunker down in the urban areas where they're the peaceful protests are taking place, where they're burning buildings and such. So they don't want to move. They just soon stay right where they are and feel safe in their homes. So that's my take on that. It is frightening that homicides are up over the last year 25%.
Is that within a national or is that within a local?
That's a national.
A national.
Uh-huh. And so that's hard. And then cybercrime is up. So that is, and it's real hard to protect yourself against cybercrime because most of us are not that sophisticated to know when we've been impacted. Anyone on Facebook knows you can be spoofed and someone can claim your identity on Facebook. So that's a real thing there.
Yeah. And I think you're seeing more and more of this castle mentality within our homes of protect the castle of like cameras, and they want to be the feeling of being safe, which we hear that all people ask us all the time, is it safe, is it a safe neighborhood, is it a safe place, and like the behavior of the homeowners are changing.
Right. Well, and I will tell you that the cybercrime, title theft is a real thing.
And it's just amazing to me.
I know it, right? But people go and forge your signature on your deed to someone that looks like it's your relative. So if your name is Osborne, your last name, they might do it from Ronald R. Osborne to Ronald J. Osborne. And then Ronald J. Osborne, they will forge that signature, and he will donate it over to an LLC. And then the LLC sends it to another LLC. And they get mortgages along the way against your property. So cybercrime, title companies are having a real issue with this. Folks will get into your email. Criminals will get into your email and tell you, if you're at a real estate closing, send your money to this account, and it's a fake account, and your money stays in America for almost 24 hours, and then it goes overseas, and it's not, you can't get it back.
Once it's gone, left the country.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things. We're going to talk about how racial tension, supply issues, just what is causing the stress in the real estate market, and what's it going to be like in 2022.
When we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins. We're talking about things that are affecting 2022.
Right. So,
all Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Well, it could be many things, but let's just go with title. When you buy a house, you get a title to that house in the form of a deed. A deed of trust in some areas, they call it. And we had a question on the air. It's kind of like a car title, except that car titles are not so much filed of public records. You kind of have to have your car title with you in order to sell the car.
Yeah, sell it.
But it's different with a house because you take the original and you file it at the courthouse, and then you no longer have to have your title once it's filed of public record. We had a closing recently with someone who was from a different country, and he did not understand why he could not. He came with cash to purchase his property and wanted to walk away with the title, like a car title. And he could not understand why that title could not be given to him at that very time. Now, they could have given it to him, but that would not have been wise. That way they could not have given title insurance. If you walk away from a closing with your title in hand, the title company cannot issue title insurance because they cannot insure that someone, another party, might file a lien against that property before the deed is filed of public record. So the title is different. I mean, it's the same thing. It's just that it's being filed a public record makes it insurable for the title company to ensure that they're giving you good title. Title insurance, by the way, lasts the whole time that you purchase the property. That means that you own your property. It's not like a yearly premium or anything.
We had a caller call in and ask a question off the air about, is title insurance a good thing? Is it worth it?
Okay. Now, there's two kinds of title insurance. There is title insurance issued by a title company ensuring that you do have good title to the property when you purchase it. Like, they actually charge you about $125 to go check the public records as they file this, to be sure that nobody has filed anything in front of your deed to the property. So that's title insurance, and I will not buy a property without it because I want good title of that property. I had someone one time that went down on purpose. A relative went down and filed a mortgage against the property while I was in closing purchasing it.
Wow.
I know.
It's one of those risk versus reward.
Well, thank goodness I did have title insurance. However, the title company, this was long, long ago, and it was before everything was digital and you couldn't go online and check it. So they had someone stationed at the courthouse that worked there all day, that, and before they released the check, they literally had someone go down and check the title to the property. And they put a stop payment on the check because...
Oh, wow.
And called the bank and said, hey, we're not making that check good. Stop that payment because someone just filed a mortgage on this property. So that is one type of title insurance. The other one is like title lock or something like that. You guys have heard like Newt Gingrich do a commercial for buying title insurance, ensuring that someone doesn't steal the title to your property. Now, I talked with Ken McBride, president of Chicago Title, about this, and he said he thought it was a good thing. My problem with it is that they don't ensure you're going to keep good title to your property. What they do ensure is that they're going to notify you when someone does something so that there's not the time lapse to undo it. Now, you can do it yourself.
You can go in and check.
Go in and check and check and check. Oklahoma County in particular.
Oh, my gosh. Just such
because,
a great.
Well, Larry Stein is our county assessor in Oklahoma County. And I have never seen a better run organization, especially governmental organization, than what Larry Stein provides for us. He files everything and updates the computer every single day. Now, I'm sure he has employees that do that for him. But I will tell you, I know Larry personally. He probably would go do it if somebody called in sick. Larry's going to be there keying in that stuff because it's always up to date.
Yeah.
So it's not an expensive thing to purchase. And if I weren't on that computer every single day,
yeah,
in the tax records, I probably would buy it myself.
And if you want to hear a more in-depth discussion about title insurance, you can go back and listen to our interview with Ken McBride, president of Chicago Title. You can subscribe to the podcast anywhere that you see podcasts, Apple, iTunes, Spotify. Just type in Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, and you can scroll down. And we had Ken a few months ago. We had a couple times.
Yeah.
And it was great discussion about it.
He always brings such knowledge
about
the closing process and the title. Let's get back to our subject at hand, Mark. Our subject at hand is?
What's going to affect the coming market?
The real estate market in 2022. Well, I mentioned before the break that we have continuing racial tensions. That the racial tensions, I don't think, is going to affect our real estate market so much, but there is a home ownership disparity between minorities and I guess majority population. The Fair Housing Act addresses that, but there's still work that needs to be done on that to make it easier for folks to own properties. And I think it's more the financial end, education on financial end of getting everything in order so that you can qualify for a mortgage.
This is one of the things I love about our nation, is that we are continually changing the demographics of our nation. That's who we are as a nation.
Well, the melting pot, right?
We are right. That's what we and I love that about us, but a lot of that takes time.
You know, and here in Oklahoma, we don't have as much disparity. We're pretty accepting folks here. In my office, honestly, I had someone ask me, do you have a black person in your office? And I said, wait a minute, let me think a second. And she said, that's all I needed to know. You have to think about that. And I thought, I would have to think about that because it's people are people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we treat everybody in the office. But there's work to be done on that nationally, and I'm sure there's work here in the metro to be done on that as well. Supply issues is one thing that we've already talked about, and that really will be affecting.
It'll be continuing.
That's one of the biggest things I think that's going to affect our market. It's going to continue to increase the pricing.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of, I have people ask me all the time, is it a bubble? Is it a bubble? Or the bubble? Okay, everybody likes the word bubble.
Well, the bubble burst by the way, because the bubble burst toward the end of the summer, beginning of fall. We do not have the traffic now that we had then.
Right.
Now, does that mean that we do not have multiple offers? We still, you get a good listing, priced right, presented well, and we, on average, we spend between 3 and 4 weeks between the signing of the listing and putting the house on the market because we allow people to get their house ready so that we can get the most money for their house. And we still get multiple offers, and we work those on a regular basis to get our sellers the most money within the confines of the appraisal, because if you're getting financing, you have to know how to price property. You price it for appraisal value. You price it for the market value. Those are not always the same thing.
Right.
Another thing that's going to affect our market is the shrinkage of the labor pool. Now, supply and shrinkage of the labor pool would be my first two.
Yeah.
Because folks can't, construction, it's hard to get people to work. And it's especially hard to get people to work when they can sit home and have a check in the winter and not have to go out into the elements to go build a house or to go repair a house. So the shrinkage of the labor pool, that's a big deal. So that will definitely right. affect us. And then there is, the Inman article says failure to address the housing shortage with meaningful solutions. Now, I'm a believer that, I believe in capitalism, I guess. You know, I'm a compassionate capitalist. but the housing shortage will correct itself over right. time. You know, we take care of the supply chain. We take care of the labor shortage. We get inflation under control. And our market will take care of itself.
Yeah. Well, and that's where, you know, we're seeing in the Oklahoma City market just so many new neighborhoods that are going in, new development that's going in, because it's meeting in demand, which is what happens with the market.
Well, that's true. And I will tell you that these mandates of pandemic-related moratoriums on evictions, oh, my gosh, the investors are really not being treated well.
That is, it just boggles my mind.
You've got a mortgage on a property. Say your payment's $1,100 a month, and you've rented the property for $1,350 a month. The pandemic, you can't evict someone if they don't make their rent. And so the landlord who saved all their money to do this investment and put their signature on the line of that mortgage can't evict anyone. And I mean, you don't want to evict people. You never want to evict people. But how are you going to make that payment without the rent coming in?
Right. There's a basic principle of life. If you don't pay, you don't stay. That's just there's a foundation. When you remove that, this idea that these landlords are big, faceless corporations.
No. Most landlords own between one and four properties.
Yep. They're trying to build their retirement.
Their retirement, right? But state regulations and taxations, all the regulations that are in effect, that's one of the reasons that we have had investors move to Oklahoma instead of California, for example, or Oregon, for example, is because our laws are more friendly to people who stick their neck out and take a risk.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great place to come here and enjoy the freedom that is Oklahoma. I love it. When we come back, we'll be talking about our smoking hot deal right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
So we do have a caller with a question. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Becky Ivins. How are you today?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Oh, I was going to tell you guys were talking about landlording.
Yes.
The goods and bads and this, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I've been doing it over 20 years with over 20 houses. And I've only had bad experiences, maybe 4, 5, 6 at the most. And most people want to pay the rent. The CARES Act people kind of threw a wrench in things, but they will pay you. You go through all the check boxes. And anyway, it's not a bad business for a while you're young. But later on in life, I plan to kind of start selling these things off. So,
hey, Mark, keep my number handy.
Yeah. Well, I got three for you, Becky, but I think they're too rough for you, even you, to want to tackle. So,
we've got investors that will buy rough properties for sure.
I believe it. Yeah. Anyway, we'll be talking to you.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
The time is coming, and I enjoy your Casa Bonita lunch coupons you give out every now and then.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you another one, Mark?
Well, sure, I won't argue with you.
Hey, Casa Perico Mexican Grill brought our smoking hot deals to us, and you hang on just a minute, and
I will.
Mike Gannon is going to take your name and number for you, and I'll send you a Casa Perico certificate.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds good. That's
Guess great. What else is happening
well,
today?
Well, Mark? Worth the phone call.
Okay.
<That's wonderful. laughs>
Thank you, Mark.
Okay.
Guess right. what else is happening
what
today?
What else is happening?
My estate sale.
Oh,
moving
boy.
Sale, whatever you call it. They're, my house is buzzing with people, I will tell you. It opens at 9 o'clock, about 3 minutes from now. And yesterday, I couldn't get into the neighborhood. There were so many cars.
Oh, my gosh.
But hopefully, the stuff will be gone today.
Yeah.
That's we're crossing our fingers.
What a great, great time. So
half
if you
price
are,
today. Yep. Let me tell you where it is.
Yep.
It's in Cobblestone Manor, which is near 122nd and Council Road. So northwest, 122nd and Council Road. Actually, you go to 125th and Council Road. The gate will be open today so that you'll be able to get in and go make a small purchase.
Just enter the south entrance of Cobblestone off of Council and go in, go straight, and then you get to Cobblestone Manor.
It comes off of Council Road,
yep.
So thank you so much. And now we're kind of finishing up our discussion on
things that will affect the 2022 market.
That, keep me on track, Mark. What is mentioned in this Inman article is the growing divide between the left and the right. And they're saying that instead of communities having a healthy mix of political views, that they go to one side or the other. So people are moving either to a more liberal or to a more conservative area. We're benefiting from that because we're a red state and there are a lot of people moving to Oklahoma. But there's issues with the pandemic still. And folks don't want sellers don't particularly want people in their homes. They're afraid that they're going to bring in a germ. Now, I think this year will be a lot easier than last year when mm-hmm. we didn't know for sure how contagious it was and surface germs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, but that I do think with the variants of the COVID strain, there's still going to be some issues. And then some folks are moving because they don't want to get vaccinated. You want the choice to be vaccinated or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, that's a political statement. But here's the main thing. We've got less than a minute. Growing insurability concerns. Do you know that it's not as easy to get insurance on a property as it was a year ago? It is really difficult sometimes to get good insurance on a property. We're going to contact Brad Russell and see if he, my State Farm agent, and see if he can come be our guest next week. But we appreciate you guys listening. Come get your pictures made with Santa over near Rockwell and 122nd and go to the estate sale today.
Thanks for being with us today on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move on News Radio 1000 KTOK.